I think we're recording. Yes, we are. We are live.
So
Ladies and
exciting.
gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
Oh.
hold the door. We out here chilling today on some Zoom. We're going to try something a little bit different. Now that we're recording live, I got one, I can't even say a good friend. This is family. This guy's family. I bring to the world, and I am going to expose Senor Junebugs.
Ah, thank you.
Welcome, welcome. So, pretty much, we're going to see how this goes. See where it goes.
Right, let's do it.
No topic, we're free flowing. So, first, we were talking about a lot of offline and watching some photos of the past, which was pretty funny. Just seeing how much we've changed in this many years.
24 plus years.
Oh man, you gotta love that picture. You gotta introduce the picture to the people.
Well, if we're doing visuals, that's Senor. Well, that's little Junebug, the angry baby. That's just my inner ego, my personality, my equal opportunity hater. So, if you feel offended by anything I say, then just go screw yourself.
It. Awesome, man. But yeah, I was gonna talk about number one, that the pandemic, and just kind of like, I'm just trying to figure out how in the hell, thinking back at it like a year back, I mean, it's already been a year. That's the way I look at it. So it's been a year since, well, a little over the year now. Yeah, a little over a
It's
year.
over a year because it started in 2019 officially. We didn't really see it until the 20. 20 kind of got blanked out due to all the changes and stuff like that. And here we are halfway through 21, and we don't really see big changes.
Right, thinking about when it initially started, when I had that mental breakdown and everything was going down, and I'm like, Jesus, it's been a year since that happened, and now we're pretty much in the same position, just a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, a little more zen because we're kind of in the groove of wearing our masks and dealing with people and not actually seeing faces. It's like, oh wow, I was gonna say it. I'm gonna be peaceful on this one. I'm trying. I'm really trying. I got tears
Try.
coming out my eye.
I already know, man. It's gonna be difficult to hold back, but you can let it out. Let it out a little bit,
Well, let's
and we'll
just say
see.
that it was a change. It was a change having everyone wearing masks. It was like, let's just leave that topic alone before you get banned.
I don't know, because the reason I bring up that is because the one thing that I did want to talk about was that app. I know you guys have it over the Citizen app. But we don't have any like Citizen app, but we do have Nextdoor, which is pretty funny because then you even have people complaining about their HOA fees. So it's pretty interesting. But what has been like some of the craziest moments as far as the Citizen app during this time, or maybe things you that were brought to light, being that you're from New York, or shit, even the damn, we could talk about the damn passports too, right? Because I don't know what the hell your governor is doing over there.
Oh yeah, we can get into that in a second. But just so you know, Citizen app is actually nationwide. It's not specific to New York. All you have to do is download the app and it'll recognize your current location based off of your GPS and it'll harass you every time something happens. And I'm pretty sure you'll get a lot of interesting stuff. But yeah, no, we've gotten an uptick of pandemic fever is what I like to call it, where just crime is just crazy over here. People are just at their end. They're just tired. They're tired. Things are happening. They're under pressure, financial and economic woes happening. So obviously with that comes the uptick of crime and stuff like that. And our governor, unfortunately, is battling his own demons. Instead of trying to focus on what's going on in New York City, he's busy trying to, prove the fact that he's not in his own office touching people. We'll leave that alone. Yeah, no, seriously, it's like the Me Too movement just hopped on him and just ran with it. Now all of a sudden he's got all types of people. It just happens that way. You know how politics is. That's what I say. Politics is exhausting already.
It is.
They spend more time fighting each other than actually helping their constituents. But getting back to it with Citizens app, it's just a weird compilation of different occurrences between, fighting and car accidents and robberies. Oh yeah, that was actually an interesting one. We actually had a modern day bank robbery in New York. That was interesting.
Did Val was Val Kilmer involved? Was this he
Yeah.
too? He's just going around in masks all over.
I'm like, oh, what did the guy do? He walked in and took his mask off, threatening with COVID, with COVID. Give me everything you got, or I'll cough on you. It's ridiculous right now. It really is.
We're not making light of the situation, but we are making light of the situation.
No, all right. I mean, it sounds like we joke a lot and stuff like that, but that's just our normal chemistry. But no, there's some serious topics going on here. A lot of home break-ins and stuff. Welcome to New York. For everyone who, is not aware of what goes on here, it's not all glitz and glamour like they put on TV. We do have our moments, depending on where you're from. So.
That's for sure. I mean, you were telling me about the. You see, you know, what's funny is that you were talking about the power outage that just happened to my cousin a couple of days ago. And then we had a power outage down here. So this is becoming all too frequent. How do you feel about that? Even with rolling power outages, have you guys had any. Have you had more outages than usual? Have you noticed that?
I mean, with all the people staying home during the pandemic, you can imagine the power consumption due to excessive use of vibrators is up high.
Golly, I mean, well, all right. So now we need the statistical correlation between vibrators and fans only, and we'll be golden.
Mean,
Oh,
it happens. It happens.
love
They
it.
have to, you have to kind of be consume less power with your ACs and stuff like that. But we just came out of winter, so what else could it be?
Yeah, that's for sure. But what I found a strange statistic, right? You figured with more people being pretty much at home, that there was more births in this year, and there's actually less. I found that pretty interesting. So that just tells you that people are really not getting the fuck along. Just nobody's getting along right now.
I guess, but it's kind of difficult to say. I see what you're saying. Like the baby boom type of scenario where, catastrophe or tragedy happens and all of a sudden everybody wants to be home making babies. But yeah, no, now you don't even want to be around each other. And then also going hand in hand with that is that in this current time, our newer generations are becoming less and less social. So, yeah, everything you
Well,
can do face to face, you can kind of do most of it online.
that's the thing is like, you know what's funny? So, took a haircut today and I was talking to my
You're looking quite
barber.
spiffy, by the way.
Thank you, thank you. And my barber's actually a Korean female, right? But we were talking about Korea and what she misses about it, you know what I mean? And I was like, "Man, I really understand." Well, her point was just the community. It was like she misses, having those seafood soups and sharing it with people and actually communicating. Like those were the events that those memories, the memories you make. And I think for some reason during this pandemic, a lot of people have stopped making memories just because of everything that's going on and kind of been going through a little bit of cabin fever at the same time.
I mean, it really depends on what the scenario is. Like for normal social interactions, yes, you are correct. I mean, but God forbid for the death of a star or something. Like we just had DMX pass away. May he rest in peace. Half of New York City was outside of the hospital where he passed away. So.
Yeah, I heard they had a pretty nice reception. Like they received him really well. They were playing his music as he was leaving the
Listen.
hospital.
Oh my goodness. You would have thought there was no pandemic out there. It looked like Florida. It was just it was fant I mean, it's fantastic. Obviously, we like our celebrities. They're more than celebrities to us. These are people that we all kind of grew up to and stuff like that. Him, you know,
Yeah, you already
him.
know how I felt about it because the moment I heard about it, I was definitely a little taken back because, when we lost Pun I mean, like when we lost Pun during that time, look at how, the city reacted. It was really nice to see that again,
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
it was borderline presidential. It looked like the Yankees done won the series, you know? And yeah, we're like that over here. You already know that. We went through it with DMX this year. We also went through it with Black Rob. May he rest in peace. It was a warm reception, to say the least.
It's good to see that at least people can get together even besides themselves during this time, especially something bigger than them.
Right.
I mean, not saying that it's like the most ideal. I mean, DMX wasn't the queen of England, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying that, hey, it's nice to see one of the legends at least be paid respect, and I
Yeah.
appreciate that.
They definitely came out to show love. It's good to see that, monarchies do the same thing that other social governments do when the going gets tough. When you have some bad publicity going on, you just create something else to kind of cover it up. So,
Yeah,
rest in
but
peace to her husband, but
no, but that, and that's what I'm saying is like the monarchy is not Harry and Meghan Markle, unfortunately, because if they did feel that way, they would have stayed over there and helped the country, but they didn't. So
that's it.
I'm sure that's Harry's dilemma and not mine. So I'm grateful to be not him.
I think times are changing and people just need to kind of let it go.
That's
No.
definitely
Nothing
one.
is black and white these days, except for racial profiling.
Yeah.
Other than that, everything else is just a mix of everything, Up is down, left is right. Everybody wants to just change everything. So let's live in the modern days.
I know. I think that's one of the biggest, our biggest problems that I've been thinking about lately is just like everybody is playing the victim, and it's kind of annoying. It's like, come on, guys, like, where do we draw the line of accountability? Like accountability in people and accountability in systems.
Oof.
And I was thinking about it because I'm like, hey, I think that's one of the biggest issues we're having with this generation is because can't really hold them accountable because they're not even in front of you. So they feel like they have that freedom to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you actually didn't have that type of a real struggle growing up, it makes you entitled, where their ancestors actually did have that struggle and they fought for every possible thing that they can get for themselves and for their future generations. And that goes for any race and gender and what have you. I think nowadays it's a little bit more laxed and they just wanna, it's the cancel movement, this
Yeah, the
cancel
cancel
phase.
culture. Yeah, because I mean with cancel culture is like I think some people deserve it, you know what I mean? Like some people do deserve to be canceled, not everyone, but there's some people who they just go off the deep end, and then you just have the bandwagoners who just finish it off. It's like crazy.
Yeah, but at what point do you kind of stop?
It's annoying. It's really an annoying part of our culture, but honestly, I think it's a source of entertainment for these people. It's like they get a rock off. Some people honestly, and I, like I said, I'm not even going to be hypocritical because there's some days where I want to post some shit that I really think about and I just want to let somebody have it and I just have to, step back. I'm not that childish anymore. I really don't care. I just, kind of let it be. But there's some people out there who get their rocks off of it and just like, you know what? I'm gonna be that smart ass comment or smart ass meme today and see how many likes I can get on this retarded comment.
And that's where it is. It's quote unquote trolling. They've learned that trolling gets attention and people like that. It kind of satisfies the simplicity of the mind today.
But that's what I'm saying. Are we that simple? Are we
Yeah.
that simple-minded now? I
Yeah, we've
mean,
gotten there.
I don't want to put myself in that, but I don't, as a whole, I will hope not. I mean,
Like you would rather text than talk, you would rather watch the movie than read, you would rather, yeah, we've gotten that simple.
do you think it's the lack of reading or the lack of want of interaction or the lack of need of interaction?
I mean, you ask any Spanish household, they say it's the lack of ass whoopings, but that's a whole different story. That's just realistic. Back in the days, your parents used to let you actually hurt yourself just so they could have an excuse to hit you.
Exactly. Get double whammied. Plenty of
Yeah.
those on this.
Yeah, people already know in the old school households, it was like the Hunger Games, man. They would purposely come home with one happy meal and let three kids fight for it. It was a joy for them, you know? It
Oh Lord, too funny. There now.
was the last time you was in New York? You go to
A
a dollar
long
store
fucking time ago.
and nothing in there is a dollar. They just call it dollar. They should just add a freaking S to the end of dollars. It's a dollars store.
Dollars store.
Because there's just nothing for a dollar anymore. And then nothing in there is official. I don't know why they're acting like it is. Like we just got a bottle of Windex the other day, and it's like it says Windex. You can read that, but the rest of it is in some other weird language that we have no idea what it's saying. It's just like, wait, hold up.
COVID requirements for it to get shipped here.
How are you supposed to read the warning label on this thing if I don't even understand what it's saying? All I understand is Windex.
Yeah, you can have a little scan code on the back so you can scan it with your phone so you know what the fuck is in it.
The QR code? That's fantastic.
Click.
It's fancy. Look, QR code.
And you look it up and it gives it in the same language. I would die. I would
Yeah.
die.
It's like, look, man, this is real Colgate. Yeah, no, it's not. That just says Colgate. What the hell are you talking
Colgate.
about? It's made with freaking mint and camel nuts. You know, like, it's just like, where is this from? Why does it burn my teeth when I brush?
Oh Lord, are you gonna squeeze the tube and the toothpaste come out the opposite end?
Yeah. It's backwards.
Like, why is this cap backwards?
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Oh man.
So yeah, no, nothing's official,
I
man.
still like going to the dollar store.
Oh, I love it. Being a New Yorker, you lived in a dollar store. It's just
Damn right.
they've gotten real fancy. Now you can go in there and get all types of stuff.
I got a question though. You know what I miss? And I don't know if it still exists. Do they still have the little blocks of wood where you could put your bags in the front? Or is that is times change now?
The little blocks of wood, what, like the shelves?
No, remember how they used to have like cubicles with like nine cubbies and they'll be like 1 through 9 and you would put your box, you put your bag in the box and then take the number and then when you leave you could grab your bag again.
No, not dollar stores. They don't really do that. Not dollar stores. You could do that in like other stores, like grocery stores and supermarkets and like sneaker stores and
Yeah,
stuff
but
like that.
what I'm saying, has that culture changed in the
No,
small
of course
stores in
not.
New York City or they still have them?
No, of course not.
Let's
In the
talk
small
about.
stores, you got the owners that stand right at the front door. Yeah, they'll chop kick you as soon as you try to run out of there with something. You
That's one thing I do miss. That's one thing I missed.
I have my buddy in one of the stores over here. He'll definitely eyeball you from the time you walk in to the time you leave. Like, how you come in store and you come out 10 pounds heavier, huh? It's like,
Stupid.
empty your pockets. What are you talking? Oh, there goes the roll of tissue. Is this okay? You got me.
They don't got no wall of shame. Are they still doing those?
Yes, the wall of shame. They really do have a wall of shame, and the picture quality has gotten better. That's
Oh,
all I can
what
say.
is it digital now?
Yeah, the picture quality has gotten better. Now they're running it on Windows 10, and it's in a PowerPoint presentation. It looks like the carpet of the Golden Globes, where they just come out and just kind of wave at everybody, take pictures, answer questions.
Oh man, this guy's out
Yeah.
there doing like Media Day and UFC.
Yeah, weigh-ins and everything. Weigh-ins and everything. You jump on the scale when you come in. You jump. That's what I said. Jump on the scale coming out. He know when you 10 pounds heavier, you stealing something. What did you do? Eat half the store when you was in here?
It depends.
And I listen. You can't tell me you don't go inside of a store like a supermarket or something and walk around eating something. Stop it. We all do it.
I
Everybody's
have
done it.
never done that.
Are you kidding me?
Never. The only thing I would say is like I've had a drink, but I'll never eat in the store.
Are you kidding me? I've had whole meals in a store. Man, I've
No.
walked around a store, filled up a food cart, and came out of there with one item.
Fucking
Hey, half the store.
asshole. You're that motherfucker, ain't
Yeah,
you? I'm
stop
like,
by
why is there open wrapper in my shopping cart before I even fucking grab it?
stop by the papers aisle and get a nice cup. Go to the milk aisle, get some almond milk, get some cookies, walk around the store a little bit.
Speaking of almond milk, I've been wanting to try oatmeal milk, but I don't know. That
It's
just
really good.
sounds,
No, it's really good.
it
It's
sounds enriched. Like it sounds like if I'm gonna drink farina, like that's the way I feel. Like, is it that?
no.
Because
It's
if it's
not thick.
too thick, I'll just be like,
No.
no, this ain't for me.
No, it's not like sour cream or anything like that. It's actually really good.
Because I could eat oatmeal. I could eat oatmeal quite often, but I'm not like an oatmeal head. I wouldn't go out of my way to do it, you know?
That type of stuff is just simple stuff, like almond milk. And I try to explain this to my wife and stuff like that. It's actually just almonds and water. Like, be for real, because she's like, I don't drink milk, and it's like, it's no milk in there, there's no dairy in there, there's no lactose in there. It's just ground up almonds and water, maybe a sprinkle of salt, like the steak guy. What the hell's his name? He likes sprinkling salt over meats and stuff.
Oh, Salt Bay. Salt
There
Bay.
you go. Yeah, you spread a little
He
salt bay
actually
over
has
there.
a name, but that's what I know him as.
Man, I'm never gonna call a guy Bing. He's just salt. Let's just stop at that. Anyway, so that's all it is.
Salao, coño.
So I was really thinking, because I'm a heavy almond milk drinker. I was really thinking of making my own almond milk. It's actually pretty simple. Just put some almonds in a blender or something, put some water in there, a little salt, let it mix up, put it through a cheese grater. I mean, not a cheese grater,
Cheesecloth.
cheesecloth, and just kind of strain it out and stuff like that, and then kind of bottle it. That'd be nice. Because you
Yeah.
can't get anything nowadays in a store that doesn't have like a whole bunch of products and stuff that's just so unnecessary for the body.
That's
And it's
why, well, you know, that's why that's one of the biggest reasons we garden. It's just to make sure that our food is clean, because a lot of the produce that we have is not real, and
Yeah.
it's
Now they're
just
making fake lettuce and all types of stuff. Did you see?
exactly.
They actually was making meat. They were growing meat, like growing steak.
I
The
don't
you really have to look that up.
no,
They were
I
actually
don't want
growing
to.
in a petri dish. It looked like it was cooked already. Like, oh, it was gross. I was like, what in the Hannibal Lecter is this?
What in the Hannibal Lecter? Lord Jesus.
It was terrible.
I
It was
don't
just,
know with that whole. I think that sounds just.
it's part of that whole synthetic food movement that Mr. Gates is
Mr.
trying to bring
Gates is
up.
trying to. No, I understand the synthetic. You know what? I don't understand is the need to take the amount of farmland that he has acquired throughout the years.
Oh, you know the reason for that.
No, I know I understand as a whole, you know, kind of what his purpose is like, but I just don't understand why someone would go through so much haggle to do something so malicious, right? And then it's like, is it really malicious, or is it just painted
Smart. It's smart business. That's what it is. It's smart business. It's pre-planning and setting up your own thing. It's like when you take your car to a mechanic and he knows you're not going to see him because you have a brand new car. You'll probably come in like the next 3 years to bring it. So he kind of, loosens up the tire a little bit so you can actually crash and bring it back. That type of thing. He has to kind of create his own problems and have a solution ready for you. And that's how you make money these days. There's nothing official. It's too hard to come up with an answer to something that's natural. Now you can just create your own problems and try to fix it, like COVID. Oh, did I say that?
no,
Oh,
wait, what?
wow. It's kind of difficult when you have to deal with something natural, so you create your own problem so you can solve it, like COVID. Yes, I did say that. Wow. I mean, yeah. That's a whole different topic. We really did jump off topic. You started off with pandemics and stuff.
Hey, no, it's cool, but this is what I wanted. I wanted to just kind of free flow. You've listened to a lot of my episodes and you know my content, but it's like sometimes I feel I don't like the one-sided conversation, right? And I even talk about it is like our need for community. And this is why I kind of been searching around and seeing, you know what? I have to do not only more interviews, but do more interviews with multiple people, multiple perspectives, and just kind of share, because that's what I want to build. You know, I want to build that community back where people could just feel free to communicate and talk about shit, just like us. And then it's like, okay, if we said something that hurt somebody's feelings, that's fine. That's what I almost want, because then we can actually approach the situation and not bypass it or cancel culture me and just put a bunch of shitty ass comments and do what you want. But that's your decision. You gotta sleep with that, not I.
Listen, these days I think it's safe to assume that our generations are so desensitized that there should be really very little offense to anybody's life. Growing up in a time where we listened to our old school comedians like Andrew Dice Clay and Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor and, Bernie Mac and all these people that would say things that can honestly,
Some of a bitch.
that can honestly offend the hell out of you. But it was all in good fun, and everybody understood that. We weren't pansy asses. We didn't try to censor everybody who said something that was on their mind. And that's just part of living. Like, not everybody's gonna think the same. Not everyone's gonna have the same humor. Listen here, Karen. If you don't like the fact that, I have a dark sense of humor, that's your problem, not mine.
Yep, I agree. I mean, we definitely have gone into this, and I swear it's becoming the most prominent conversation out there. Why is this generation this way, and what is it that we can do to help? But at the same time, it's not just about us helping them. You know, we learned those lessons the hard way. You know, I remember being out in NYC by myself, solo on the street, and doing stupid shit to 4 o'clock in the morning and finding a way back, and then getting into a scuffle because I did something retarded, or somebody else did something retarded, was trying. You know what I mean? Like, we had adventures. Those were adventures. Every one of those things were a lesson, but I went out. We went out. We went to go do shit. We went to go look out. We would meet people up at their homes. We would, you know, go together, and everything was together. And that's what I don't understand is how did gentrification cause societies to separate, right? And what did they specifically do to separate them?
Well, for the most part, I think back in the days, we were more concerned about life experiences and less concerned about monetary and materialistic values. And it was because we spent a lot of time around individuals that were similar. Now, with this whole unification of different cultures and different, well, I can't even say culture because we're seeing a lot more. That's what it is. We're seeing a lot more, and with people who haves and have nots, and then it kind of makes you want to become materialistic and become, because now instead of seeing your next door neighbor who lived in the same broke building as you, who just got a pair of nice sneakers and that was attainable, now you're hanging out with, Bobby Kennedy over here who has a Lambo, and now you want that too. So it's a big change. It's a big change for our time. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's either going to be that. And then the only other thing, I mean, I was deep into this because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, where that disconnect happened. And I'm trying to 2008 and 2009, and like then compare 2016 and 15 had such a different feel, you know? I don't know. Is it because those kids were growing through those times? Social media became pretty much prominent, iPhone and everything.
And now everything's accessible, correct? Where before, you if you didn't go out and actually explore and see something you wouldn't really know about it. You know, now everything's accessible. Like you could just hop on YouTube and see what happened halfway across the world and in HD, you know. Which has desensitized a lot of people and also created a yearning for, you know, different things, you know, where before it was like, I'd rather this in my life. Now it's like, I want all of that because that's available.
Gotcha.
Don't know. That's just my opinion. Listen, that's all this ever is an opinion. I'm sure that there's a million people out there that have a different opinion and a different view, and they may have some good points to add to it, and some points I may not agree with, but I'm not gonna try to cancel culture them, because I'm not
Yeah.
even gonna say cancel culture, because honestly, it's not a true definition of culture. That's just,
I got you. I
it's just,
understood.
it's a movement. That's all it is. You know, it's like the Me Too movement, the cancel, you know, cancel movement, the I want to be all types of freaking letters movement, the
Well, but that's the difference, you see. So as far as like all the letters and sex, that is a big problem we're having right now, and it's complicating things for kids more than anyone. And the thing is that I keep seeing is that it's always, well, we matter more than these people because of this, or we matter more because of these people because of that. What Americans don't, I think, don't think about is that they're building a class system against one of the main, the only opposite sex, which is males and females, right? The reason why I say that is because think about how hard women fought through all these years to get to where they are. And now they have to be on the back burner to a Q, to a T, or to a L, whatever you want to call it, because you are more important than them. That's what I don't understand, that we're creating a caste system very similar to what India has right now in our own culture, and people don't want to even objectively communicate that information. My point of view is like, I don't care what your sexual preference is. It can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. But I don't think that we have to go around classifying you as something else other than what you're at, because you're either a male or a female. You can identify as whatever, but I don't have to label you or feel forced to have to communicate with you a certain way because you just want to be different. You know, back in the days when we were different, you know what we were called? We're called fucking freaks. That's what we were called. I was a fucking freak. I was a misfit. I didn't fit in fucking anywhere, right? Because I was a damn Puerto Rican who liked metal music and was in the middle of New York City that didn't identify with half of the sports or actions that did. So you got to think about that shit. It's like, hey, we used to call ourselves freaks and misfits, and we were okay with being those misfits. We were proud of it. But guess what? We don't have pride in it. You just want a letter, and then you want to fight over something that's so insignificant that really, it really doesn't matter. It's like your sexual preference just stay in your house. It's nobody else's fucking business. I
I
don't
agree.
care.
I absolutely agree. I mean, when we're
I'm
growing up
sorry.
as little kids, if you ever watched the little children play with each other or communicate with each other, a lot of that really doesn't matter to them. Like they're not just gonna go up to somebody and be like, "Hey, do you like this or do you do that or do you prefer that?" They don't care. They're just happy to have somebody to talk to. So I think that you're hitting it on the head. And also this new generation, they have something. That's one thing I agree with them. And I always argue this out, and I hate to get so serious about a topic because, you know, that's just not in my nature sometimes. But this no pronouns and no identifying thing, that's exactly what's necessary in life. See, it's like you said, you create a class when you start adding labels. You add letters to it, you add sex to it, you add colors to it. Those are all labels. Now, the problem with labels is that You tout all these labels, you push all these labels for so long. Like you said, in your time growing up, you were misfits. That's what you believe you are. That's what you live. That's what you do, because that's exactly what other people say you are. But that's not who you are. That's
Hey.
not what you that was just a label that was given to you. How about we just cut all labels out and we'll see how that trickles down, and it will erase so many problems in America and in the world. Like racism, a lot of it stem from labels. Like
But that's
who?
exactly what it is, and that's what I'm saying. Racism, the only reason it continues to exist is because we keep identifying as a color.
Right.
Or as a nation or as a na nationality. It doesn't matter because it's like at the end of the day, it's like sometimes I feel, and I'm only speaking as an American perspective because I am here, I live here, and I am an American, is the fact that Americans' culture was built on lies. So when someone says they're American, it's really hard to identify with that because they don't like it. So they identify with whatever nation they feel an affinity towards. Like, in my opinion, like, hey, I feel like I'm more Puerto Rican than anything. So that's where I hold my affinity to,
Right.
right? But what I'm saying is the culture that Americans have is this fucked up culture. But yet Americans complain about it, but continue to do it. It's like,
Right.
get off the boat or get on it. But you can't be on both, you know?
And it's a serious problem, because now you can see that kind of translating into official and legal documents. Like when you go fill out an application, they actually list, like, what's your ethnicity? You're either white, you're black, you're wait, hold up. First of all, what ethnicity is white, or what is black? That is
Right.
nothing.
And
That's just
it
a
doesn't even
label.
matter because if you do your ancestry like me, you find out that half your family was fighting your own fucking family in the first place in 1500. So why the fuck are we identifying with a 33% fucking number that means shit?
At
You
the
know?
end of the day, it should just say, either two things. You're either American or non-American. And if you're non-American, that's okay. And if you're American, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Exactly. But I just it gets frustrating, and I'm sorry if I get all heated, but it's just I've always tried to find a nice way to say this shit and try to find the right words to express myself, and I know it's not going to be right, but guess what? I don't give a fuck because most people just want to tiptoe around it anyways, and I'd rather just approach it and talk about it, and if you don't like it, then
Yeah,
close
no,
the
not
earlobes.
now. Nowadays, they want to use, old political tactics, which you in our conversations, you've heard me say for a long time. I think old politics is run down, it's played out, it's used up, and should be abolished. Old politics should never be used in modern day. Let's just put it out that way. So if you think that, using old tactics like rioting and things of that nature is going to actually start causing change to labels, and then you go back to the same old, where you're filling out an application and those labels are still there. You hop on social media and those labels are still there. 9 out of 10 times, it's the same people who were fighting for those causes that are using these labels. And it's like, wait a minute, you
But
want to end this, but you're encouraging it. So what are we doing? We're basically in a NASCAR race making lefts, and nobody's ever going to be right in that one. It's just going to go around in circles.
you see, but then that's when I interject because I think that there's two key factors: the lack of leadership that we have in the world and the lack of people wanting to do more. Renaissance men, like Renaissance men and women. Because there's some amazing people that we used to have inventors and doctors, and they would use, three or four different jobs, and it was why out of need, not necessarily out of want. Some of them had to learn three or four or five different jobs because they moved from a country to another country and didn't no longer have paperwork or anything providing them the ability to do it. We had sculptors, painters, these guys were hustling artwork in the 1500s. Like, think about that. This motherfucker fought his whole life to get a couple of pigments from a dead pig or some weird ass animal, get the pigments, mix them together, paint something, and then go hustle a piece of canvas and hope that it didn't rain when you were taking it over there. Because they even used to wrap them immensely, just to carry them around. And I think about that shit. It's like, we don't have people with drive like that anymore. I'm not saying we don't. I'm just saying I don't see enough of them. I need to
It's
see
not
more of them.
encouraged. It's not
It's not
encouraged.
encouraged, right?
We have the mass mentality where it's like fall in line and stay in your place, which is no good. It's really no good because you don't learn how to embrace everyone's differences. And it's the differences that everyone has that makes things great, that comes up with great ideas, that gives us the answers to how tomorrow should be when today is the way it is. It's
For
just something
sure.
that we should encourage, but we don't. Everybody should be the same, is what they're saying,
Yeah, I mean, everybody is the same in my eyes. We're all people. We're all humans. We all want to live and eat and survive.
This is true.
And we all just really, I think at the end of the day, and that's what I'm saying is like, it's so bad that it's like the older and older I get, and then I listen to some of these songs from Bob Marley, and I listen to songs from other people, and they're all trying to say the same thing. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, you got to break the cycle. You got to be that different person. You have to step out of your comfort zone, do
Yeah.
something you don't like, do something you might like and might learn something. Go
See.
experience shit. Like, just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean you can't experience stuff. And that's another key factor. And let me tell you something. If you feel like, oh, I don't want to get out because the pandemic is really getting people out there, I don't want to hear it if you're getting your shit at Costco, if you're getting your shit at HEB, because if you didn't get it from the parking lot there, then I don't know where else you're going to get it from.
Well, first of all, I mean, just taking the train from, home to your job in New York City, if you didn't catch something, your immune system is pretty strong. Let's get that out there. Listen, 'cause you could catch anything on a train. Let's just get that out there.
Except the rat.
Except the rat, because, the rats, they pay tokens too.
They be doing pull-ups on the turnstiles.
But anyway, it's like you said, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't even wanna. I'm glad you brought it up because I know you have traveled a lot because of your life experiences, and you've seen how other countries are receptive to you or not receptive, depending on where you are.
That's what's crazy. And I was even telling you that I've been less receptive in the States than any other country.
You've been less received, you're saying.
Exactly. I've been less received in my own country
Which
than other countries.
I can believe that. I can believe that because that is, again, American, even though as much as we like to tell how great we are, it's a combination of different cultures
Yep.
that it's just, when you go to these other countries, there that's a full-blown culture. That's something that's inbred. That's something that's in the blood, and they receive people. Like you go to some of these islands or some of these other countries, and it's all love. It's just the way they are. It's community, it's togetherness, it's tradition,
Yeah, I was telling you about some of the indigenous cultures in Costa Rica and in some parts of South America. They're like the brokest in the world. They're like third world countries.
but the richest in culture.
Exactly. The richest in morals, the richest in respect. They do everything together. They help their fellow people because you know what? They are beyond themselves because they're all broke. Not one of them. So it's like pick and choose. It's like we pick and choose wealth, and then when we create these sick ass little communities, then you support the sick ass community, and then you wonder why it continues to happen. So it's a double-edged sword, you know. It's just sad, and I hope it changes soon, because we do need some leaders out there, and we need
It
some.
should. It should. Like,
It's a
there's always.
cycle. It always happens. But like I always feel like something worse has always got to happen first. It's always a war. It's always a conflict or something to generate the people to wake up sometimes. And unfortunately, that's where you heave all these sheeple. And there's a lot of things coming to light. But what I don't see enough of is action and accountability. Those are the two things I say is like action and accountability is lacking. And even for myself, I'm not any more different than you guys. It's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Just to move away from top politics for a second, because, we're going to start getting personal. This new vaccine stuff, let's just get back to that. Catching stuff. Let me tell you something. More people die from the flu every year, and it's less talked about than the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? We've been dealing with stuff like the flu and all that stuff for decades, probably centuries. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Because you want to, have some kind of panic mode right now. You didn't have a panic 2 years ago when, millions of people died from the flu. We still have vaccines for that. Not to mention, hold on, not to mention that we've known about the flu for even longer than the coronavirus, and you still haven't found a good fix for it.
I am gonna just steer away from that one entirely. The whole thing is like, all I want people to do as far as this whole coronavirus situation and pandemic is research. Do your own research. Don't go by what anybody's telling you.
Oh, I say that for life. Everything
I
in life should be like that.
understand that, but like I said, there was a week ago I had to explain to a grown ass man what a thesaurus is. And I'm sorry, people, to even say that.
See, but that's the problem is that,
We don't educate. We don't educate the way we used to. We don't teach our kids. But that's where, to me, I think that's where the fault has become is on the parent end. And unfortunately, my generation. It's
on the parent end, it's like
I think
Albert
it's my
Einstein always said.
generation. No, I really say it's my generation that's
Be
fucking this up.
inquisitive. Always be inquisitive. Always be inquisitive. That's what made him smart. That's what made him continue and strive and move forward and become an innovative person and a person of interest in our history. These people, they don't care. They're okay with hearing news from a news channel or news from the person that they know from school or whatever, or channel TikTok news or whatever the case is.
But it's not even that. Like the other day, like I said, I had a going back to the power outage. We had a power outage down here. And you know, it was one of the first things I did is I called my neighbor and was just like, "Hey, you out with power too?" Just to make sure she was okay, 'cause she's by herself. You know what I mean? Like, that's a considerate thing to do is just make a call every now and then. And I've even made a snippet about it. Pick up the phone, because that was one of the things that saved, Dr. King's life was Melissa actually calling him. You know,
Let me tell you
is.
something. That's Texas. I listen, I love Texas. Just for that reason, in essence, that there's just so much love neighborly in most places. Now, I'm not gonna say all, in most places. There's some loving people, but come back to New York when we had that blackout and
Remember out there with either grilling food, or still out there trying to get some shit.
no, but even beyond that, like trying to get a, I had to walk, and I know a lot of people probably don't know the distance unless you're from New York. I had to walk all the way from like Wall Street all the way up to the Bronx and 163rd during that time frame. And on the way up, obviously I was gonna get thirsty, but New York's idea of helping out the fellow neighbor is to increase a dollar bottle of water to about
Two
five.
dollars,
Eight,
five
oh
dollars.
yeah, like $8 or something like that, because it's an opportunistic capitalistic mentality. It's like, you're screwed, I have it, I'm gonna get it,
But you know what? This is my perspective. Do I commend them for jerking the system? Nope. You know why? Because they're out there doing the work. They're out there hustling. So that's where it kind of differs, because I'm torn. Sometimes I feel like, that the person that does the work should fucking get the I mean, that's the difference between a multi-million dollar company and not one, is the motherfucker that's pushing it. That's
Woo.
what I'm saying.
Did you feel the same way when Wall Street Bets actually, forced GME's hand in order to raise the value of it, and a lot of people lost money on the stock market? Did you?
Right.
They did the work. They did the work, and
They did the work.
you see how crazy everybody got?
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. It's a double-edged sword, because if you do the work, then you have to also accept the consequences that come on the back end. And that's what I'm saying is like some people, it's just like how I feel about crypto or everything. Everything with crypto and NFTs right now. You know, there's a lot of people pushing NFTs and showing the value in them. And now it's going to go into, you know, Dogecoin or Dogecoin, whatever the fuck you want to call it, Doggy Coin. I don't know what the hell it
Nah,
is.
Doge. It's a meme coin. That's all it
Yeah,
is.
but that's what I'm saying is like with this cryptocurrency, it's causing other type of social issues that people don't even think about. You know
Why?
what I mean? So like what's happening in Puerto Rico that even I think her name don't quote me on her name. I know her last name is Graulo. I want to say it's Bianca Graulo. She was a former journalist, but she made a really, really good episode on kind of the gentrification of what Puerto Rico is and the culture that it's going to be soon far gone. Like the Puerto Rican culture as we know it is going to cease to exist in my lifetime. And that hurts me, not only as an American, but also as my family, all my family's from PR. You know what I mean? For over 200 fucking years, we lived there. And it's that culture is going to be once again absorbed by this wonderful continent we call as America. So.
Like most places are in time, you know. Back in the days, everybody stood to their own ground, and then eventually the population grew, and then they expanded, and they kind of died off, and then, you know, one absorbed the other, and then so on and so forth, and here we are. So, I mean, the fact that they're using that particular island, there's a lot of reason why they want to use the island and keep it in their, you know,
Yeah,
pocket.
but I'm not
But
saying that I don't care about their fucking pocket. That's my whole point is like you're killing a culture and the people that are killing it are my own people. So there's
right.
nothing I can do. What do I do? What do you
Well,
do? And then when you get extreme and start yelling things, you get offed. You see what I'm saying? That that's what I don't get.
even in times of, you know, the stories of the Hebrews and all of that stuff bound in Egypt, all the way up to our more recent times in slavery, it was their own people that sold off their own. You know, eventually it got wiped out, and here we are. You know, that's just the natural order of things. But with that comes time, and with time comes a new order of things. And eventually, let's just say, you know, within the next 100 years, who's to say we're gonna have an American culture ever? Because it might just be
Yeah,
absorbed by
it might
something
just be
else.
absorbed by something else, but because we don't have an affinity to not even that, this is what we get. But anyways, June bugs, I think we have got plenty of stuff to talk about. This is not going to be the last episode with June bugs. I guarantee you that. I am honestly really happy with how this came out. I am going to sit back and really analyze this thing. And please feel free to comment, subscribe. If you don't know where to find June bugs, you could just hit me up on my page and I will shoot you a link. I don't even have a link for him right now because we just did this on the cusp and we don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
It's not about the link. It's about
listen,
the conversation
I'm
and I
old
am
school.
loving
Call me. Just call me.
it. You
I
said,
like
what
to
about
talk to, just,
numbers?
yeah, forget text. Just call me. Don't email me. Don't just pick up the phone, dial June bug, 1-800 Angry Baby, and just call me.
There you go. But definitely, I want to say that this has just been a wonderful time, a good reflection with everything that's going on. And let's keep this one going, man.
Sounds
Well,
good.
thank you
Thank
guys for
you.
joining, tuning in. Final thoughts? You want to share anything?
Not to share, but you know, we'd probably need another 2 hours in order to get it all out. And possibly a couple of drinks if you really want to go that route, but
Hey
you know.
man, I ain't got nothing, but I could go to the store. I got
No,
you.
no, no, no. We all got works tomorrow.
That is
We
true.
got real responsibility.
Responsibilities are true. Well, dudes and dudettes and all the Q's and T's. I still love you guys. Don't hate me. And that's it. You guys
And
have a wonderful day.
if you want to hate me, feel free.
All right.
Go for it. Bye.
Bye, fellas.